Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an Amen variation in Ableton Live 12 that has modern punch, but still keeps that vintage jungle soul. So the goal here is not just to loop an Amen break and call it a day. We're going to shape it into something that feels intentional, musical, and ready for a proper DNB drop. The reason the Amen break is still so powerful is because it already carries history, movement, and attitude. But the magic happens when you don't just repeat it. You resequence it, layer it, and give it little bits of contrast so it breathes. That's what makes it feel current instead of stuck in nostalgia. Start by loading a clean Amen sample into an audio track and arrangement view. You want a source that already has some character, not something overcooked or heavily processed. If the original break is too mangled, you'll lose the transient detail and the groove before you even begin. Turn warp on, and start with beats mode. That usually gives you the best balance of timing control and drum preservation. Keep the transient preserve setting focused on the hit, and don't be afraid to adjust the transient envelope a little if the loop feels too chopped or too rigid. At this stage, the main thing is making sure the break sits solidly in time without flattening its personality. Once the break feels stable, slice it to a new MIDI track. In Live 12, that's one of the fastest ways to turn the Amen into a playable instrument. Use slicing by transient if you want the break's natural hit points to guide you, or slice by 1/16 if you want tighter control. Ableton will build a drum rack for you, and now the break becomes something you can actually perform and reshape. This is where the fun starts. Rename the pads if you need to. Kick, snare, hat, ghost, tail, fill. That sounds simple, but when the arrangement gets dense, clear labeling keeps you moving fast and helps you think like a drummer instead of a sample browser. Now build the core 4-bar phrase. And here's the important part. Don't just replay the break mechanically. Think in terms of a musical sentence. Bar 1 can establish the recognizable Amen movement. Bar 2 can open up a little and sneak in a ghost note. Bar 3 can get a little denser, maybe with a snare variation or a small kick pickup. Bar 4 should feel like a turnaround, a fill, or a setup for the next phrase. A really solid mental model is question, answer, and lift. The snare is your structural marker, so protect it. In drum and bass, the snare often tells the listener where the bar lies. If things start to get messy, keep the snare identity clear and simplify the rest around it. For velocity, stay musical. Main snares can live up high, ghost snares should be much softer, and hat accents can sit in the middle. That velocity contrast is where the human feel comes from. If everything is at the same level, the break loses its swagger fast. Now let's give the Amen some modern weight. Layer a tight kick and a crisp snare underneath the chopped break. This is a huge part of making the loop hit like current DNB instead of just sounding like a sampled loop. The break gives you movement and culture. The layered one-shots give you authority and club translation. For the kick layer, choose something short and punchy with a strong fundamental, but keep the tail controlled. You do not want a kick that fights the bass. For the snare layer, go for something that adds crack and body, then blend it quietly under the break. If the top end gets too sharp, tame it with EQ. The idea is reinforcement, not replacement. A good trick here is to keep the break's personality and let the layers do the job of modern punch. That's the balance. If one element is doing all the work, the groove usually gets flatter. Now bring in groove pool. This is where you can add a subtle swing feel without making the drum sound lazy. Apply a classic groove lightly, maybe around 10 to 30%, and keep it subtle. You want bounce, not drag. If the groove gets too heavy, the break starts to blur and the impact gets softer. After that, do a little manual micro timing. Nudge a ghost hit a little late for tension. Push a hat or kick slightly early for urgency. Keep the main snare more centered so the listener still feels the bar line clearly. That tiny amount of imperfection is often what makes the loop feel alive. Next, glue the whole thing together with Ableton's stock drum tools. Drum bus is great for adding a little drive and snap. Saturator can thicken the break and help the transients feel more forward, especially with soft clip turned on. EQ8 can clean up the low end and reduce harshness if the old break is getting brittle in the top range. And glue compressor can add cohesion if you keep it gentle. The key here is restraint. We are not trying to crush the soul out of the Amen. A little drive, a little clipping, a little glue, that's enough. Let the transient do most of the work. Indeed, NB, overcompressing drums often makes them smaller, not bigger. Now think about variation across the 4 bars, because that's what makes this feel like a real production tool instead of a static loop. Bars 1 and 2 can establish the idea. Bar 3 can add one more ghost note, an extra hat pickup, or a slightly different snare hit. Bar 4 should resolve with a fill, a reverse slice, or a stripped-down pickup into the next section, and don't stop at 4 bars. If you're building an 8-bar phrase, make the second 4 bars feel like a progression. Maybe bar 8 is a little more open, or maybe it mutes for half a beat before slamming back in. Small contrast goes a long way. Constant density gets tiring fast. If you want to add atmosphere, keep it subtle and selective. A short dark reverb on the snare layer can give you room without washing out the groove. A tiny delay on one ghost hit can add a cool little echo of motion. A filter sweep over one bar can help transitions feel more alive. Just make sure the effects are accents, not decoration that sits on top of everything. Another useful coaching note here: keep at least one element slightly imperfect. A tiny nudge on a ghost snare or a hat can make the whole loop breathe. If you correct every single hit to the grid, the break starts sounding programmed in a bad way. You want the human feel to survive. Also, watch the low mid range. Once you start layering and saturating, amen edits can pile up around the low mids and get boxy. If that happens, reduce overlapping tails before reaching for more compression. Often the fix is subtraction, not more processing. Always check the loop against the bass. That's the reality test. An amen variation might sound incredible solo, but once the sub and res come in, it can suddenly feel crowded or messy. Listen in mono too. Make sure the kick still works, the snare still cuts, and the low end of the break isn't masking the bass foundation. If the loop gets too busy once the bass enters, remove a hat before you remove the snare identity. The snare is the handshake between the drums and the bassline. Protect that relationship. For a darker or heavier DNB vibe, parallel processing is your friend. Send the break to a return with saturation or overdrive. Filter it so you're mostly getting dirt in the mids and highs, and blend it quietly under the dry drums. That gives you grime without sacrificing punch. You can also use a tiny bit of mono support in the mid-range if the break feels too thin. And if you want a stronger arrangement move, use the amen as a transition device. Let lead into a drop, bridge a breakdown, or act as the switch-up before the bass re-enters. In other words, don't think of the break as just a loop. Think of it as a tool for storytelling. So here's the takeaway. Start with a clean amen. Slice it into a drum rack so you can reshape it. Layer a tight kick and snare underneath for modern impact. Use groove pool and micro timing to keep the soul. Glue it lightly with stock Ableton devices. Add tiny variations every 4 bars. And always keep checking it against the bass in context and in mono. If you get that balance right, you'll end up with a drum pattern that feels soulful, dangerous, and ready for the drop. That's the sweet spot. Vintage soul, modern punch, and enough movement to keep the track alive.